Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays. You're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like? Because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora. He's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Yo, yo, what's going on, man? What the fuck is going on, man? Listen, it's Wednesday. It's Rap Names Day. That means we back again. We right back. You know, it's me. You know the voice. You know the headlines. Mari, Jer, what's going on, man?
Ain't nothing, brother. Happy to be here.
Yeah. Yeah, man. You know, definitely a little bit happier this week. You know what I'm saying? We'll get to that. You know, we got some surprises and shit like that, you know, popping up everywhere. So we're going to get to that. You know what I mean? But, you know, before we do all that, you know, we got to tap in and, you know, let y'all know what we've been fucking with. I want to say this, man. I'm grateful for the feature on like these streaming platforms where when you get done listening to an artist, it'll just automatically either switch to a song that they're featured on or an artist that's like similar to them. And I think who's ever behind that algorithm, whoever, you know, is behind that, man, you are fucking killing it. You guys are killing whoever the fuck, because I was listening to Babyface Ray. You know, I'm on my, you know, my Detroit shit, you know, all the time. Like, I have to have it. And then the song came on, the shit was called New Money. And I was cleaning up at the time, so I didn't stop to look and see who he was on the song with. But the dude he was on the song with, I was like, yo, this shit sounding all right. Like, hold on. And I had to look at it, and it's a dude named Los. And he has a mixtape called Kareem from New Orleans. This is part two that I was listening to. I said, wait a minute. Dude is all right. He got some shit. Let me go back and listen to the tape. I've been listening to like nothing but this tape for like a week straight. I've been listening to this tape every single day I leave out the house when I come back. So I've been fucking with that. I was listening to the new Ransom and Game song. It's called Circumstances, produced by Nicholas Craven. If you guys are familiar with Nicholas Craven work, you already know this is more of that shit. Game sounds really good on this. We talked about Game a couple weeks ago. He sounds really good on this, like I expected him to, especially when you're rapping next to Ransom. You're going to have to come with your A game. He not one of the niggas you can play with. I also was listening to obviously the ESTG 42 Doug album. Shout out to them guys. That album is fucking phenomenal. It's exactly what I wanted, which, you know, doesn't happen all the time with artists. When you anticipate things from them, you set your expectations through the roof, and sometimes they don't deliver, and maybe that's just a you thing, not a them thing. This tape is perfect to me. But I was listening to Pop Smoke. Rest in peace to Pop Smoke, man. I went back and I was listening to a lot of his shit. I used to listen to the Christopher Walken song every morning, like with my son. My son loved that song, like loved it. Absolutely loved the shit. The video, all that. He was, you know, way smaller back then, like when the shit came out. But so I was listening to that, and I just was listening to his catalog. Man, that dude was special. Like, he was special, man. He wasn't for everybody, and I get that, but that dude was special, man, for real. Like, I don't think people really understand like how devastating of a loss that is, like for the game. He was about to take this shit into a whole. You know, you see a lot of people then picked up where he left off, but man, shit, like, man, that kid, he was it. But yeah, that's about what I've been listening to this week, pretty much.
So it's funny that you mentioned the algorithm, because same shit happened to me, and it's weird because it doesn't do it all the time, but it. Because like sometimes it'll just keep repeating the same song over and over again, and then sometimes it'll just go into a tailspin. So I forget what I was listening to originally, but I ended up going into like listening to some ASAP, some of Rocky's old stuff, because like he came up in the algorithm. Anybody knows that Bronson is literally one of my favorite artists. So, you know, Bronson came up, everybody's coming up in that joint. Kendrick comes up, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But it's not like new Kendrick. It's like Section 80, yeah, and all them joints, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, no shot, you know, but, you know, I'm just letting you know the type of rhythm.
Absolutely.
But, you know, so I was heavy into, I've been very much just into like you did, like, for me, but me, it was making me revisit old projects and things like that or whatever. So, I'll be honest, bro. Like, I keep listening to Nas, you know what I mean? Like, I keep going to all these, Magic. So, like, one week it'll be Magic, one week it'll be King's Disease 2, mm-hmm. one week it'll be King's Disease, you know what I mean? And then, you know, I mean, what would a week be if I wasn't listening to Hov? You know, it just is what it is, bro. You know what I mean? Like, it just is what it is.
It's hard to escape Hov, man. I actually, you know, it's funny you say that. I was listening to something, man, and Big Pimpin' came on. And immediately, I went back to the extended version of it. Because the extended version was like a treat when you heard it. Like, when you finally heard the extended version, on the canopy, my stamina to be enough for Pamela. Like, bro.
Innocently.
Oh, my God. My nigga, like, when I heard that shit, I was like, what is this? Like, he was... And that little bit of time that he had, like, that was one of those things where it was like, nah, niggas really can't fuck with Ho for real, dog. Like, not for real. Like, yeah, you know, when you ain't heard from him in a long time, it's easy to forget that, you know, whatever, right? Like, it's easy to just be like, whatever, this nigga right here is nice, he nice. But niggas don't be having moments like Ho, man. Ho got moments. Like, that's a moment. Niggas not doing that. That's not... It's not normal, dog. He's not a normal guy. Like,
nah.
It's whole. Nah. He's just a different guy, dog. Like, it's almost blasphemous, like, to compare niggas of a certain cloth.
Yes.
Like, if they're of a cloth, we can have a discussion all day. If they aren't, I'm not even going to entertain it. At all.
For real.
You know, but shit, you know, speaking of Hove, obviously, you know, since the last time, you know, we got, you know, neck and wrist. We talked about what we expected from it the last time we potted. The song has been out for a while now, a couple weeks. Everybody got their takes on it. Who got who, this, that, and the third. I don't have that who got who take because I enjoyed the song for what it was. I don't think it was one of those type of joints, like, you know, whatever. I think they both got busy, but we got an album release date now. We got a date, 4/22/22. That means that by the time you guys hear this episode, you have a day and a half, basically, because the shit dropped, you know, Thursday night. You ain't gotta wait that long. And Pusha T should be out. It's almost dry. It's coming out this Friday. I figured it was coming soon because he dropped the tour dates. I got my tickets. Them shit, Atlanta show was sold out. I got my tickets early.
Yeah, I keep forgetting. You remind me. I got to grab my Philly tickets.
I got my tickets. My wife reminded me. Shout out to my wife. I was talking to my wife about this 2 days before. Whenever he dropped something, he said, you know, I guess like the tour, you could pre-sale. Tickets be on sale Fridays, then the third. And I was talking to my wife, and I want to say it was like Friday. It might have been a day later or something. And she was like, did you get your tickets? And I'm like, my tickets? She's like, yeah, the Pusha T. I said, oh, shit. I said, wait 1 second. So shout out to wife for that, boy. That was clutch because them shits are very definitely clutch. Sold out now. They definitely sold out now. But not only that, he dropped the artwork and he dropped the track list. Let's go over this track list real quick. Brambleton, number one, which is something, I don't know if you guys checked out the Charlamagne interview. He interviewed Push, you know, 101 and kind of kicked it about a lot of shit. I think he kind of alluded to Push being like a little like transparent on this. That's the intro. You got to set the tone with it. You got a song called Let the Smokers Shine the Coops. Now, this sound like some re-up gang shit to me. This sound like a title of a song that I need Ab Live on or some shit like that. Like, that's an ill title. It's an ill title. Let the Smokers Shine the Coops. Oh, boy. Yeah, if you know, you know, man. Dreaming of the Past featuring Ye. Of course, Ye is on this shit. You know what I mean?
It's got to be.
Yeah, Neck and Wrist, obviously Jay-Z and Pharrell, like we all heard. We just talked about that. Just So You Remember, no feature on that. Diet Coke, obviously we know and love Diet Coke. Rock and Roll featuring Kid Cudi and Ye. Now, Cudi made it very clear. Hey, guys, I know you might be hearing the rumblings of a song that I got with Push. And yes, Ye is on it too. But make no mistake about it, niggas. This is the last time you're going to hear me on a song with Kanye West. Like, I
make that clear, Jack.
He said, I was cool with dude around that time, and now I'm not. That's not my man.
I only cleared it because I fuck with Push.
He said, because Push is a good dude, and I'm sure Push fought for that song, you know, and Cudi was like, bro, how important is this shit to you? Is this some shit you can leave off and just throw it on the mixtape or some shit later, like, whatever? And I think Push was like, nigga, I need this. And he was like, well, okay. Only because it's Push, though. Because he don't fuck with homie. He made that crystal clear. We was cool back then, now we ain't. You know what I mean? So this, I guess.
Don't hear this song and think niggas hugged and made up.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy? It's crazy that you said that because he had to point that out ahead of time and get ahead of that. Like, hey, I don't want you niggas to think that we just recorded this last week. I don't fuck with that nigga. This is back when I did. So yeah. So shout out to Cudi for that, man. You know what I mean? Just to.
Hey man, let it be known, bro. Ain't no sneak dissing. I don't fuck with boy.
You gotta let it be known, motherfuckers, and for the fans to be like, oh, Cudi, and it's like, you don't get your hopes up. That's it. So cherish this song. Cherish this song as the last.
This is the last one you're gonna ever fucking get.
You niggas got Poker Face or whatever the fuck, and now you got this one. Like, it's, you know, got a bunch of shit in between, but this is it. End of the album, Call My Bluff, no feature on that. Scrape It Off the Top featuring Don Toliver and Lil Uzi Vert. This is an interesting pairing right here.
Yeah, that scares me a little bit for the album, to be honest with you, because I know, and again, No knock on Uzi.
Yeah, for sure.
Like,
for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
We only talking music.
I just don't see Push being the dude on the track with them. And I just really hope that this album isn't an album where he's trying to create music for basically take, you know what I'm trying to say, like his words to heart, and yo, you don't always want to be a mixtape DJ. Artist, right. And it's like, eh.
Yeah,
I kind of like that side of you.
Yeah, 100%. No, 100,000%. I think that's the reason why a lot of times when we see artists collab with, you know, artists that we don't think they would necessarily get in the mix with, we kind of look at it and be like, oh man, I hope this shit don't sound like what I think it's going to sound like. Because usually when you bring an artist like Uzi into your world, you're usually going to get him for like what he does, not necessarily get him for what you do. So I wouldn't assume that Uzi's gonna be on here rapping like the third member of Clips. Like, I don't expect that from him.
Not at all.
But I want to know how he's gonna utilize them. Is he utilizing them for a couple? You know how they put artists on their songs and there might be 2-3 bars here, just to kind of add a hook just something. Like back when Push was doing the Rap the Kane tape, he was working with Kevin Gates. I want to say he had some songs with like Kevin Kossoff, like. So it's artists that, you know, you'll see him work with and be like, man, how's he? So I'm anxious to see how he's going to utilize Uzi in that regard. Then you have Hear Me Clearly. So both of the songs that we heard prior made the album.
All three?
Yeah, all three now. All three. They all made the album Open Air. And then he ends the album with I Pray For You featuring Malice and Labyrinth. He talked about this Malice verse on High 97. Shout out to Laura Styles and them. He said, if you guys thought that verse on Punch Bowl, you know what I'm saying, was crazy, wait till y'all hear this one.
I got a question for you. The album is half and half, right?
Yeah.
So I was trying to judge off of this the album, you know, I'm looking at the album, you know, the track list, and I'm trying to see, like, is it one of them joints where one dude produced like one half and the other dude produced the other half, or do you think it's sprinkled in? Because the way this looks, it could be that the first, Diet Coke, Ye didn't produce, but like the first 7-ish tracks or whatever, excluding Diet Coke, is probably, if I had to guess, I would say are probably the Ye tracks. Would you know what I mean? Like, looking at it, you think fair to say that? Probably.
Well, I think it looks pretty, you know, half and half to me. Like, just looking at the way the track list, like the way it's arranged, like to your point, it looks like it could be. Yeah.
So with that being said, right, I know what my fear is with the album, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of hype around albums, and I'm always nervous for albums with that much hype. But I think how he has it set up, it's almost like he's dropping two different projects. If you clearly 12 tracks isn't enough for a double disc.
Right.
But like, if he was doing a double disc, this would be his double disc format. He would let Ye produce one CD and then let Pharrell produce the other one. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if we're going to find ourselves, because I think there's a chance. Just looking at it, I wonder if we're going to find ourselves saying, yo, like, damn, I wish such and such would have produced the entire album.
Yeah. Like you're saying,
I think we're going to get that. Like, I really had that itch.
Versus. It's like a mini versus in real time. Yeah. It's like live verses with new material that nobody's ever heard outside of a couple songs. So, yeah, that is an interesting dynamic to it, because it's like, I wonder what would you be able to hear the drop off? If there is a drop off, or can you hear the tempo?
That's my fear.
Like without looking at the song list, listening to it, if you just play it in the crib, can you tell, like, okay, here's when it, or if I just put on a random song, can you tell that's Ye? Can you tell that that's Pharrell? And do you want, like you said, you want more?
Or does it all just sound like Push?
See, and that's the thing, like, he, because Push speaks so highly of getting the best out of both of them, that I think he's
a lot of pressure, bro.
It's definitely a lot of pressure for sure, because it's, like, we talked about this all the time. When you put the big names together, a lot of people think it's easy. That's when it's hard, because you have to deliver what everybody loves you individually for together. And that's not always easy, because even the process, like Push said, they get up at 6 a.m. They might not find a song that day. They might not find a song for 2 days, you know, and they in there arguing, they going back and forth and this, whatever. So it's like that creative process is not easy. That's why you don't see a lot of people locking in for the whole projects with people. People don't like each other like that. Like, so they get around each other. You be in the studio with a motherfucker for 2 weeks, you're going to be like, man, fuck this nigga, dog.
They be like, yo, listen, I'm about to drop an album. What you got for me?
Yeah. Word. Send me something. I ain't coming.
Send
over
me something. Yeah, send me something. Yeah. I'll send it back. You let me know. And then look, if I got pull up after that, I'll pull up. But at least we got the
week. Absolutely.
I'm pulling up doing ad libs and maybe changing some affliction on shit.
That's it. Yeah, that, dap it up and I'm out. Yeah, it's over with. Yeah, niggas not just
let's get, let's get the pics for the gram and all that.
And let's be clear. This is a 20-something year friendship we talking about. These niggas still argue. They still like, bruh. You tripping, nigga. Like, I don't like that.
Everybody get tired of everybody at some point in time.
It is what it is. If you spend that much time around some motherfuckers, come on, man.
Come on, man. I ain't mad at
them. It is what it is. But yeah, so 422. We will have this. We will be, you know, listening to it. So you already know the next episode is this. You know it's gonna be. We're gonna do a whole breakdown of this shit. You know what I'm saying?
So here's the deal. Usually when I do these ad reads, I've never really tried the product until they became sponsors, and then they give us samples and I try them and then I endorse them. I'm not trying to make it seem like it's fake. It's real. I've tried them and I like them, but it's not like I've ever used these things before they became sponsors. Today's a little different. Credit Karma. I'm telling you right now, I've used Credit Karma to fix my credit, to figure out what the problematic things on my credit report was, to pay those things off, to get a loan in order to pay off some of those things, to apply for credit cards, to get credit cards I'll qualify for, to take care of them the right way, and then to make sure I level up. Credit Karma uses your credit data to find loan offers that are personalized to you so you can have a better idea of what loan amount you can get approved for. Credit Karma will even show your chances of approval so you can choose between loan offers that you're more likely to get approved for and apply with more confidence. I've done this, ladies and gentlemen, and it absolutely works. Comparing loan offers on Credit Karma is 100% free, and best of all, it won't affect your credit scores and can save you money. Credit Karma, apply with more confidence today. I am talking to you as someone who has fixed his credit using Credit Karma before they ever paid me to do this stuff right now. That's right. Ready to apply? Head to creditkarma.com/loan offers to see personalized offers. Go to creditkarma.com/loan offers to find the loan for you. That's creditkarma.com/loan offers.
Dennis rumblings that like Drake did. Even though, I mean, that's whatever. I don't know.
Did Drake did something what on the album?
No, on the Jack Harlow, there was a song leaked recently.
On Jack Harlow's album.
That's coming out, and Drake has a verse. The verse is incredible. I just think at this point, because they know that him and Puss had that drama, anything he says about like fake drug talk or like this, that, and third, they're gonna associate it with him going at Push. Which I'm not saying is a reach.
It probably is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not a reach to say it, but it's like, I mean, it is what it is at this point, bro. It's gonna be them niggas who just, you know, trade shots how it was back in the day, like in the 90s. It's Jay-Z and Mace, Jay-Z and Nas, Nas and Prodigy, Nas and this nigga, like whoever. Like, it's just what it is, dog. You know what I mean? They see niggas out in public and be, oh man, it's whatever. You know what I mean? But Push did say, you know, Rosenberg asked him, hey, if y'all standing in the same fucking Applebee's together, both of y'all get y'all shit at the same, you know, whatever. Are you saying what up? And he was just like, nah, man. He just laughed it off like, nah, ain't no reason to. I'm cool. You know what I mean? So, hey, it is what it is.
Hey, man, they don't fuck with each other. It's all good. Life goes on.
It happens. I know this new era doesn't understand that. Like, it has to be some type of, like, hate or, like, something. Nah, but they just don't fuck with each other. They just don't fuck with somebody.
You know? Sometimes niggas would be like, yo, Bull's corny. I can't fuck with him.
It happens. He's a bird. Okay. Yeah, he's a bird. I don't fuck. It happens. But, shit, we got another fucking album. Release date announcement. You know, three more. I'll care about two of them. I'm gonna listen to all of them because I mean, like, we do a show. I gotta listen to music at some point. But Future is dropping 429. I'm hyped for that. You already know I'm hyped for that shit. Like, I want to see where he at with it. He talking.
This I time, mean,
you
know?
I need to
you
see
look at. Are on. You excuse, are you playing the is Jerv gonna check this out game or something? Or
I mean, well, let me say
what
this.
Are we doing?
I'll list off the next three releases after Push. And you can tell me which one of these is not like the other, whatever. So 429, if all of these artists keep their word, 429 Future. He has it announced an album titled as of this recording. Jack Harlow is dropping May 6th, and then Kendrick Lamar, who everybody thought was just fucking done. He was, you know, he got one more album to turn in on TDE. Might make us wait forever. He said, no, May 13th, you're getting Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. So you got Push 422, Future 429, Jack Harlow 56, and Kendrick 513. Of those albums, not going to ask about Push because we already know. But of the three after that, how are we feeling?
I think I'm going to just check out Future's album on the strength that, like, if I'm anywhere, it's going to be impossible for me not to check out Future's album. Correct. I'm going to hear something that Correct. Sounds crazy. Yes. So that's going to make me say, all right, yeah, you know what? This might be a good album to do as I'm doing X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So I'll definitely probably check out Future's album. Probably not going to check out Jack Harlow's joint. Although, I feel like everybody going to just come back. Like, I got to be real mindful of who's telling me, yo, shit's crazy, right? Because, some people just be stands of individuals, or they just, and I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. They're just a part of, like, they're just a part of the movement. They're a part of the cult, like, you know what I'm saying? So, I got to be aware. So, I'm up in the air on that one. And Kendrick, I'm going to check out Kendrick's album, like, duh. But I'm going to be honest with you. The title of the album kind of has me a little worried.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
let me be clear. I'm all for artistic displays of yourself, right? And I'm not sitting there saying I need Section 80. I'm not sitting here saying I need Good Kid, Mad City. I just know that title screams artistic album.
And yeah, like I'm rapping like I'm somebody else type of,
bro.
J. Cole KOD vibes. Remember when J. Cole dropped KOD?
I feel like this one has a rock and roll type title. Like maybe like a lot of drums and guitar type. And again, it could be crazy.
Like some Motown shit. Not like what Bruno and them niggas. I'm not talking about like the that way.
But yeah, like, but like real smooth music. Beats. So I mean, I'm gonna check it. Kendrick, I just feel like Kendrick, I'm going to listen to Kendrick at first, and I'm going to be like, all right, I'm going to turn it off because I'm going to realize that I'm not in the proper setting to listen to it. And if I don't do that, I'm going to just tell you the album's trash because I couldn't vibe with it. Like, it may not be a car album. Like, it may be a car album. It may, you know what I mean? I don't know. Only
after you fell in love. Like, there's a lot of albums that if I listened to it in the car first, I wouldn't revisit it. But there's some albums that, like, when I listen to it in the house first and I, like, loved it already, now I can listen to it in the car because I'm not worried about, like, missing shit. Already got what I need to get. I just like the music. Kendrick is definitely not a let my first listen be in the car type of guy. Future is if I have a 30-minute drive, throw that Future on and let me see what it's hitting for in the car real quick.
Yeah, my problem, it's just... Like I can't do the lies, yo. I'm not saying that I want you to be on the drugs and all that shit. But goddamn, dog, like you got all these. I don't want you telling everybody to do them and you don't do them, and you're seeing the impact of what you're telling people to do, and they're doing it, and you're still doing it, and you know right from wrong, and you know.
It's an issue with me. Tell all your man, yo, let's bum rush the club real quick, and they all bum rush it. You wait in line and pay your way in, like. Kind of one of them type of things, but you're like, damn, I think I thought you was like, no, I feel you. Now, the Jack Harlow shit.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, Noodle. Hey, boy. How you doing? And Noodle's just like,
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Okay. I'm going to listen to it because, like...
Does he raps or he sings? He's like raps, a mellow, like he raps. Not saying he's nice or anything. I'm just saying, like,
to Kanye, man, that nigga can rap. That's what Kanye said about it.
Yeah, that's what's
But yeah, like, yeah, no, for sure. I'm gonna listen to it because, like, I always try to not be so far removed that I don't even like tap into have an opinion on something. So I'm gonna listen to him and check it out and see what he's going for. I don't have any expectations going into the album because I've only heard maybe two songs from total. I didn't even listen to his verse on the leaked song that's going to be on his album because Drake is on it. And I mean, to be honest, if it was just a leaked Jack Harlow song, I wouldn't have listened to it either. I'm not invested in him. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to DJ Drama though. That's, you know, a product of DJ Drama with his Generation Now thing. You know. Or Generation, I forget the name of the label that
something. Got.
But you know, shout out to him, They moving, you know, shit is doing good. So I'm gonna check it out. I'm gonna listen to it just so I, you know,
just I mean, so I'm gonna hear a song.
Yeah, I'm gonna check it out, man. But you know, I'm not gonna rush to check it out maybe that day, but I'll get around to it. I'll check it out. I'll see what's going on with it.
Guys, we've talked about this before. HelloFresh, our friends at HelloFresh are the best. It makes home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. Look, here's the deal. It's all about the convenience. Not only did the fresh ingredients, might I add, come pre-portioned so you're not overbuying or wasting food, but it's easier than ever to get filling meals on the table in a snap with options like family-friendly and quick and easy recipes. HelloFresh's chefs really know how to diversify the menu with seasonal recipes like salmon limone and pasta primavera, and you can pick your favorites from 50 different weekly options. Skip weeks when you need to, change your delivery day, update your preferences. You can do all of that in the HelloFresh app. As I said, I've done it before, bought it for my family. See, did the pasta primavera not too long ago. We've also done, oh, this is one I really love, the Old Bay buttered up chicken. It is fire. It is flames. Best of all, it is fresh right in your own kitchen. You made it. You've got the ingredients fresh, and it can be a lot cheaper than going out to eat absolutely, and also cheaper in buying groceries. So definitely make sure you get up on this HelloFresh train. Go to HelloFresh.com/BOM16 and use code BOM16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Again, HelloFresh.com/BOM16. Use code BOM16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
Your man, speaking of Hov, shit, we started the show off talking about Hov, and your man Hov was back in the headlines again, man. I didn't know what 50 Cent was talking about. Maybe a couple days ago, last week or something like that, he was like posting Hov on the gram and, you know, putting him next to Basquiat and, you know, saying unfavorable things about him, things that I won't repeat, you know, offensive stuff. You know, it's 50 Cent we talking about. And then he posted something where he was like, yo, why did this dude have to vouch for me anyway? And I'm like, all right, let me look this shit up. Time out. Let me see what the fuck happened. So apparently, around the time, you know, the Super Bowl performance that we all know and love, you know what I mean? Snoop talked about this on Drink Champs, which I've yet to check the episode out.
Yeah, I ain't checked it out. That's on my weekend list or something.
Yeah, I'm gonna tap in. I'm definitely gonna tap in with it. But apparently Snoop was telling him that M said, you know, I'm not gonna perform there without 50 Cent being involved. Word gets back, Jay-Z says, yeah, man, you know, I'm paraphrasing here. I wasn't there. He's like, yeah, you know, we got to have Fifth, you know, the white guy said he wouldn't do it without him. And he was like, the white guy, like Jimmy Iovine? He said, nah, Eminem. Called Eminem the white guy and said the white guy won't perform without him. So we got to bring, so Fifth was the, you know, you got to take your little brother with you too, or you can't go. He was the throw-in, like, you have to take him if you want him. And Hov called him the white, like, what's, is there like a secret Hov Eminem? I know the Hov and 50 shit is like, never quite really got resolved, no matter, you know, the commercial they did together and all that shit. We knew what that was about, whatever. But is there like some secret Jay-Z Eminem shit?
I mean, I don't know. Like, not that I know. I mean, they did that city tour, John, like years ago. Like, I always thought it was, I think this is one of them situations where he, like, him saying the white guy, whatever, like, I think he's, that's the way that their humor probably is, and it's one of them situations. So, like, I don't really think there's anything there with that, and I don't think 50 should have any fucking issue if he does, that he was the throw-in. Because when you really look at it and you break it the fuck down, you got the arguably the greatest producer of all time, right? Or the most influential producer, however you want to phrase him. He's one of them, right? Mm-hmm. You have an artist who is directly impacted or directly a part of that dude, that said producer's blow up, or not even blow up because he blew up with NWA, but, like, you know what I'm saying? And then also, this artist is literally any album that ever comes out to this day, people that haven't even heard the album still will say it's the most anticipated album since Doggy Style.
Yeah.
And then you got Eminem, who is, it's M. Like, we don't need to get into all that, right? Yeah, it's M. Sure. Like, it's no shot at Fifth. Fifth was amazing, but, like, on when you talk about them, Fifth is, he's black famous. I'm not saying that he didn't have that crossover, because he definitely did. He had those bangers. I'm saying compared to those individuals, he would be what you would consider black famous, but he's not. Like, he's pop and all that, but like them dudes is
definitely in the regards of why we love 50. Like, the America, the world, they love 50 Cent for PIMP and in the club. We love 50 for 50 Cent is the future. The G and the mixtapes, all that type of shit. So definitely, definitely to that
point, his smashes definitely reached all over. But these dudes are like,
it's levels. Yeah, it's levels. Yeah, it's definitely levels. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like if I'm 50, it's like Fifth said, like, why did he have to say that anyway? Like, why did that nigga have to vouch for me anyway? Why I couldn't have to me.
I mean, let's keep it a beam. Fifth, like, Mar, you said it off top. Clearly, them dudes, listen. Hove and the Hove and Fifth clip made up or whatever the case may be. Everything was all good, right? But like Fifth is Fifth. Like I'm sure niggas get tired of Fifth, my nigga. Especially niggas that are what we would probably consider above him.
Yeah.
From the pecking order. Like it's cool. It's cool when it's the fucking I don't even want to say certain dude's name, but like whoever the people he picks at or whatever, like the Ja, like outside of Ja, it's just, you know, any, like we get it with the Ja, like it's funny or whatever. Right. But like when he goes at whomever, it ain't the Nas's and it ain't the people of stature that can.
Nas didn't entertain it, but he kind of was trying to, you know what I mean?
Like, but you know what I'm saying? Like them dudes ain't gonna
mix it up. Yeah.
Yeah, like they, sure. Like yo, they and they, yo, they're more annoyed by it than they are going to engage. And I think, in all seriousness, yo, Fifth, like this is one of those situations. My big homie's probably just like, do I feel like dealing with this nigga? I don't. Right? You got Dre, Snoop, Mary fucking J. Blige and Eminem. That's four people right there.
Yeah, that would have been enough.
That is a show.
Yeah,
I'll trade Fifth's performance if that gives me an extra song from one of those other individuals.
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, for sure. But I guess the thing is because we don't. Because I don't know what the point of like making up and then like going back to just kind of like, yeah, we still don't really, we cool, but we ain't that cool. But if I'm Fifth, I'm thinking like, yeah, that stage makes sense for me. Why the fuck do this nigga got a vouch for me? You know what I'm saying? In his mind.
I can see why Fifth would think it. I just don't, I can see why some may not think he just.
But on the other hand of that, you got Jay-Z who literally like remembers everything. He doesn't forget anything. That's why Faison Love caught a stray. And my thing is, when you're Hov or when you have problems with Hov, you have to factor in this. Hov is way more powerful than another nigga who you might have problems with and who you can just ignore. You can't ignore Jay-Z for so long. He's going to have his hands in something that benefits you one day, and he's going to tell them no. Unless somebody like Eminem speak up for you. Eminem speak up for you, now you can come. He said you was cool, you can come. But if that nigga said you wasn't cool, you wouldn't have been there.
Who did that halftime show? Was that Pepsi?
I want to say, yeah, maybe.
Pepsi came to the table. Pepsi said, yo, we envision Dre, Snoop, and Eminem. And, like, we just need, like, a R&B singer or whatever to set it off. Like who you thinking? Hov off top says Mary. Like, duh. And that was it. That Pepsi ain't asked Pepsi. Like it'd be one thing if it comes out that Pepsi's like, shit, we tried to get Fifth, but Hov is like, I'm cool. Then it gets into the art, yo. Maybe Bull was being petty, but you damn right,
maybe,
yo.
Maybe Pepsi
ain't want to work with Fifth. Maybe there's some shit there with
the Coca-Cola shit, the vitamin water shit and all that. Like maybe they still got smoke with him for that.
Yeah,
maybe Pepsi was like, wait, hold on. He still got his hands in that vitamin water shit.
Hov not about to fuck up no bag for Bull.
Yeah. I don't see that. It was just funny that he said like the white. And to your point, I thought the same thing. I thought like, yeah, calling him the white boy or the white guy is like tongue in cheek, just kind of like, oh, you know, the white guy said he can come, so we can come through.
Yeah.
And I think that's also, it's layers to that as like a joke. For Fifth, like the white, like that white boy got a vouch for you, nigga. You can't just come in here. White boy got a vouch, you know what I mean? So I think it's layered, like it's Jay-Z.
Yo, my nigga, you think you're on the same level as me. I'm letting you know another reason you're not. Yeah. The white dude had to vouch for you in order for them to even let you come on stage, my nigga.
And
I'm just letting you know.
And also, to bring it full circle about not dealing with Fifth, the way he reacted upon hearing the news. It's like, yeah, that's kind of why.
Bro, Pepsi, them people don't want to have you up there when you saying all this ignorant shit on you. It ain't like cats can trust you to cool out.
That's why he says he always calls himself a rapper. He never came to the title.
Yeah, I'm not telling him to cool out because that's one of the things we love about Fifth. I'm just saying.
They just don't want that shit.
bruh, there's a reason. I'm not saying like game, like there's a reason these niggas wasn't up there. Like, game, you know what I'm saying? Game wouldn't need to be there regardless. But like, you know what I'm saying? There's a reason that Corrupt doesn't say the intro to the song that Dre and them are doing, right? Like, yo, not about to fuck up the bag so that the niggas can come up here and potentially draw.
I'm sorry.
I don't mean to be rude. I'm just keeping it real.
I mean, it is what it is. It was just hilarious to me that Hov chose to say the white. That shit was crazy. Like, that's crazy. It's Hov, and it's like you hear Hov. Like I said, he threw a shot at Faison Love for an old ass interview. We talking about he didn't sell. You know what I mean? It's Hov, bro. He don't pop out much to rap on nigga shit, but when he do,
Faison Love
right in the interview right now, like right immediately. A couple days later, he was already in an interview with you know who, talking about you know what, and like you know, whatever.
Niggas know one thing, dog. You always go to Bull and get your interview up.
About anything, dog. About the most. About shit that's not even a shit that's a phone call. Like, oh, bro, did you hear that? Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, nigga, we don't need to hear an interview 10, 12 minutes long about this. We know what happened. It happened, it's over. Like, god damn, my nigga. Like, you gonna drag out everything? Like, holy shit, man. Like,
this nigga, shit, yo, it's 2022. Everybody's hip to it now.
Like, god damn, dog. This nigga, he don't get enough of this shit. Like, damn, bro.
No.
Everything, nigga, like shit, like. But yeah.
Oh, they don't want to talk to you. Come down here, dog. I give you your one on one.
You said what happened to you? Yeah, you know what? Man, pull up a seat. Now you was over there, and then you said, "Okay, this is after you shot the." Okay, cool. So now you like, nigga, God, okay. Shit.
He just this.
And then these niggas answer the question, and he'd go back and be like, "Say that again. Say that louder. I didn't hear you. You shot him how many times? Okay, yeah, cool."
United hotline.
Like, yeah, like cool. God. Yeah, man. Like that, man. Holy shit. Yeah. That dude is that dude. Whatever. Like,
yeah, I'm cool.
It is what it is with him. You know, but you know, other than that, man, listen, dog. We got some fucking, you know, terrible, terrible news for the culture, dog, for hip hop culture, for us, period. You know what I mean? Rest in peace to DJ K Slay. You know what I mean? The drama king, a legend. You know, long time ago, back in the day, you know, he was a, you know, legendary, like, graffiti artist, you know, just super influential to, you know, not only New York and the hip hop scene there with, like, you know, the early Dipset shit, you know, Pat, like, he any era you can go back and point to the music, K Slay played a vital part of it somehow, some way.
Yeah.
No matter what, you know what I mean? Yeah, man, he, you know, he passed away after, you know, he was battling COVID, you know, for a while. I remember hearing some reports maybe like a month or two ago about his status, and, you know, he kind of was doing better at one point, you know what I mean, just kind of in and out. But yeah, you know, he passed away. Man, like, that was it's a hell of a loss, because it's like, I remember coming up listening to mixtapes, and it's like, if K Slay is hosting it, you know that you're going to get not only good music, but you're going to get A1 shit talking from him in the background, introducing the next song. Talking shit about another DJ, about a rapper, no matter how big this rapper was, he didn't give a fuck. Like, he really didn't, dog. You know what I'm saying? He was with every single Diplomat tape he had his hands in. The Diplomats Volume 1 through Volume 5. Volume 1, where they had the Minx on the cover, K Slay's right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. Like, it fucked me up when I heard this, and I read that shit, man. Like, it's just, I don't know, man. It's wicked. You know what I mean? But how you feel about that? Like, you know, Slay. His impact, all that, you know what I mean?
I mean, you know, definitely rest in peace to the Drama King. I was heavy in the mixtapes, and I definitely was into the Street Sweepers and all them joints that he would have come out when I was younger. And yeah, man, I mean, I feel like he helped turn the mixtape game into what people love. You know what I'm saying? What we love and what we expect from mixtapes, and what we what, you know, the undergroundness, the griminess,
yeah, authenticity
of a mixtape. You know, you said it, man. He didn't care who you were. He was gonna talk shit about you if he felt like he needed to talk shit about you, whether it be Hov, whether it be Clue,
whomever, MV, whoever it was,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
nigga called himself Mr. Slap, your favorite DJ.
Come on, man.
Like,
So, you know, it's a huge loss. You know, I mean, hell, bro, like I found myself trying to, and this is a testament to him. I was like, damn, you know, let me go on that piff real quick and see if I can get some, like, you know, listen to some old Drama King, some old, you know, Diplomat or whatever. Yeah, but yeah. Boys got so, there's so many mixtapes out there, bro. I got frustrated and I just didn't know where to start. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's a testament to him and just the you know, so, you know, definitely, you know, rest in peace to him. You know, condolences to his family, friends, you know, all that stuff, man. You know, definitely was missed. And one of the reasons I like some of the hip hop the way that I like hip hop now is definitely because of K-Slay and the impact he had on me as a younger person.
Nah, 100%. I was the biggest Dipset fan, you know what I mean, coming up. And it's like to hear K-Slay in the background on all those tapes and listen to him just kind of, you know what I mean, like really carve out his own lane, because like around that time, you know, every DJ had a drop, every DJ had some type of signature or whatever. His shit was just him being him. Like, it was just him, his presence on those tapes, shit was undeniable. You know what I mean? Like, some of my favorite songs come from right under K-Slay. It's like, you know, I think the Locks, they have a song called The Street Sweepers. Then there's a song Cam got called Harlem that was on like the K-Slay album. Like, in this, you know, those are two songs that's like directly, you know, as a result of him. And I think who will suffer the most are the up-and-coming artists, the younger artists, the underground artists who didn't really reach the platforms they were supposed to, because K-Slay, he had an open-door policy with these underground artists. You're talking about Aldo, Nino Man, guys who, like, we know who they are, but the rest of the world doesn't, and he'll give them their platform. Come rap. Come do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, just, like come up here and put your shit on display. Let's do this. He did the Rolling 50 Deep, the Rolling 100 Deep. You know, he brought together a lot of artists. You know, people could feel how they want to feel about the song itself, but he bought some legends back who people might not have been checking for a while or whatever, and let them get their shit off with some of the newer guys. So he bridged like together 3-4 different generations on a couple different songs, you know what I mean? Which is like super innovative, no matter what, whether you like it, dislike it, whatever, how you feel about it, is he did it. He made it happen. It's hard to get two niggas on the song. It's hard to get one. He had 100. This is going to show you, like, K-Slay sent out that, you know, that smoke signal. His reputation got him those verses back. It ain't just because niggas just want to. Nah, I'm pretty sure, you know, there's mad people who you hit up and it's like, oh, it take a minute to get back. Slay made that shit happen back to back to back. You know what I mean? Which I think is remarkable. So it's like, I feel bad for them because, like, now, you know, you have to figure out something else, like, with the other DJs who may not have been showing that kind of love. You know what I mean? They may not have had, you know, that type of love in their heart for, you know, just for the culture. Like I said, he started off, you know, graffitiing. You know what I'm saying? He's been a fixture for a long time, man. He was 55 years old when he passed away, which is crazy. That's super young, like super young. People say going way too soon, and it's usually, you know, somebody in their 20s, they 30, like 55 is soon, bro.
Soon, yo. Super young, man. It's sad.
Yes, it's, you know what I mean? Like you said, you know, rest in peace, K-Slay. You know, my condolences to his, you know, his family, his loved ones. It's so crazy, like, looking at it, doesn't even seem real. Like, there's certain guys, certain celebrities, certain public figures that when you hear their name, you know nobody's going to live forever. But when you hear that rest in peace attached to their name, it's ill. Like, it really make you sit back and look like, God damn. But I think that he got his flowers while he was here all the time.
Oh, for sure. Niggas always showcase.
Yeah, he's not one of those guys who, after he passed away, like, it felt so sad because people were, like, fronting on him or, you know, whatever, didn't see the vision. I think maybe that's the reason why it wasn't so, like, somber, the mood, you know what I mean? I guess I'm going to speak for myself, but I didn't pick up, like, a somber tone.
Nah.
You know, I got to work with him. It was more like, man, that was my guy. Like, that
yeah,
was,
for, you know, sure. What I mean? For sure.
Just
for sure.
There's a lot of love surrounding that shit, man. You know what I mean? It's always good to see that. You know, obviously, it's, you know, it's terrible. It's, you know, it's tragic that he passed away. But to see that type of love lets you know who he influenced. And I think that says the most about your legacy, no matter what you sold, what you drove, what you wore, whatever. Like, who did you directly put on?
Facts.
Influence. Papoose is still around today, you know, and say what you want about Pat. Like, you know, it's whatever. But that man is still around today. K-Slay believed in him. K-Slay put him on and believed in him and was like, yo, we gonna do this shit. And it was them, like, this my artist. Yeah, I'm gonna put him on. You're gonna be a problem. And you look up all these years later, 20 some years later, Pap is a family man. He got businesses. He on TV looking good. He, you know what I mean? All this. And that's, you know, it's a direct result of K-State. There's countless artists. You know what I mean? It's countless artists who we helped along the way. Like I said, the Diplomats, they wasn't solidified when Diplomats Volume 1 dropped. Like, they wasn't, it wasn't just like guaranteed they was going to pop. It was like, nah, they still needed the streets as a cushion.
Cam was Cam, but niggas ain't. Yeah, niggas ain't,
but it was like, nigga, if this album don't work, nigga, we got to still have the streets. And K-State always made sure that they was good. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be in a photo shoot with y'all niggas. I'm going to be on the block. I'm going to be in the studio talking this shit with y'all niggas. Like, let everybody know that, you know, this is what it is. So, yeah, man, rest in peace of K-Slade. Look, told y'all, next time, we might not even do intros. We're going to get right to this Push album. You know what I'm saying? The album leaked. I know it's not a secret. The album leaked. Yeah. I didn't listen to it. I'm not going to listen to the leak. I want to hear it Friday. You know what I'm saying? Like, what Ace told Mr. Pip? Oh, my $75 on Friday, nigga. Like, I want this Push album on Friday. I'm not listening to it. I can't cheat it like that, man. I can't do it.
Yo, but before we get out of here, man, I just wanted to let everyone know happy 420. It's dropping on Wednesday. I wish everybody just a joyful day. May the leaves crush perfectly for you. May everything light perfectly for you. And may for one day throughout the entire year, you get the finest of the finest and get to enjoy it however you'd like to enjoy it.
Yes, please do, man. Light up responsibly. Clean your ashtray out. You know what I'm saying? Before you start gramming all your, you know what I mean? I get it. It's, you know, it get dirty and all that, but just clean it out. Be respectful to your product and stuff like that. Myself, I will be, you know, dabbling, you know what I mean, here and there in a few things, you know what I'm saying? Happy 420, man. Very happy 420, man. Like, have fun, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't gotta be out in them streets, don't be out in them streets. Stay your ass right at home, you know what I mean? Light up, however you gonna consume it. Watch you some basketball and shit like that, and you know, that be that. You know, enjoy yourself. That's what this shit here for. It's for me and for you. They put this shit for here for me and for you, for us. For all of us, you know what I mean? So light up and enjoy, man. You know what I mean? But until next week, dog, Rap Names, yo, we out.